Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 26, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. At Twitter's Analyst Day presentation, the company announced details about its first subscription offering, SuperFollows, which will let users charge their followers for access to additional content. In the demo, Twitter showed one example of a user paying $4.99 a month for access to exclusive tweets, deals and discounts, a supporter badge, newsletter, and community access. It's unclear what Twitter's fee will be for a SuperFollow subscription or when it'll be ready for rollout. During opening remarks at the U.S. House's antitrust hearing Thursday, Democratic Chairman David Cicilline and Republican Ken Buck outlined a series of bipartisan reform efforts that could affect the power of big tech. Included would be increasing the funding of the DOJ and FTC antitrust efforts, enacting data portability and interoperability rules for dominant platforms, and reforming the burden of proof in merger cases, which would require firms to prove there's no antitrust issues rather than have the burden of proof on the government. Zillow plans to use its Zestimate home value estimation tool to make cash offers on homes. This is now available for qualifying homes in 20 markets sold through the company's home buying and selling service, Zillow Offers. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission approved an emergency broadband subsidy of up to $50 per month for low-income households and up to $75 per month for households on Native American land, as well as a $100 discount on computer and tablet purchases. The program will be available within 60 days, although the FCC still needs to sign up ISPs. Google introduced the Sleep API, which will analyze a phone's light and motion sensors with on-device AI to produce a sleep confidence metric on short intervals, as well as a daily sleep metric calculated after wake-up. Google hopes the API will save wellness app developers time when creating sleep tracking apps, and users must give the runtime permission before any apps can access the data. AT&T has set a deal with TPG Capital to spin off DirecTV as a standalone company, which would include AT&T's DirecTV, AT&T TV, and smaller UVerse MVPD service. TPG would own a 30% stake, with AT&T the remaining 70%, with the value for DirecTV at around $16.25 billion compared to the $48.5 billion AT&T paid for DirecTV in 2015. Apple added iPhone and MacBook repairability scores to its online store in France to comply with new anti-waste legislation. The iPhone 12 lineup has a 6 out of 10 repairability score, an improvement from the 4.5 out of 10 on the iPhone 11, while MacBook models range in scores from 5.6 to 7 out of 10. At a company meeting, Facebook VP of AR and VR Andrew Bosworth told employees the company is weighing whether it has the legal capacity to include facial recognition on devices reportedly set to launch later this year. This came in response to an employee question whether people would be able to mark their faces as unsearchable when smart glasses became a prevalent technology. Facebook rolled out a new opt-in experimental feature to Oculus Quest 2 headsets, letting users use a "Hey Facebook" wake word to enable further voice controls. The wake word doesn't work when the microphones are off or the headset is asleep, and Facebook plans to roll the feature out to the original Oculus Quest over time. Bloomberg sources say Sony will enable expandable storage on the PS5 by the middle of 2021, activating the console's M2 SSD slot and enabling higher fan speeds. It's unclear what drive speeds and specifications external drives will need to meet to be compatible. Framework, a hardware startup founded by former Oculus engineer Nirav Patel, announced the 13.5-inch modular Framework laptop. This is designed for all components to be replaced, including the screen sitting behind a magnetic bezel, keyboard, CPU, and includes customizable I/O, shipping later this summer, although pricing wasn't announced. And finally, NVIDIA began rolling out a feature called Resizable Bar, which lets CPUs access the full graphics frame buffer on a GPU, resulting in frame rate boosts of up to 10% in select games. It's available now on the new RTX 3060 card and coming to the rest of the 30 series GPUs in late March. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.